بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The story is that of Prophet Saleh and his people, the people known as Thamud, and they used to live in the rocky tracts in the northern west of Arabia, and they were known for to have abundant cattle and also were engaged in agriculture, and they received the favors of Allah, and they built their dwellings and their residences with adornments. They built palaces rather filled with adornments in the plains, and while in the mountains they caved or hewed out dwellings from the mountains. They disdained the favor of Allah and worshipped others besides him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah sent them from their brethren Salih, from their people whom they knew. They knew his lineage, they knew his being a trustworthy, and they know his truthfulness. So he called them to the worship of Allah and to be sincere, directing worship to him alone, and to abandon all that they worship beside Allah. And he reminded them with the favors of Allah upon them, and also with the nations, what happened to nations, the like of which was Ad. What happened to Ad, who were known to be close to them, and how they rejected Hud, and what happened to them. Only few believed in Salih, and only few followed him. And when he established the evidences and the proofs against them that they should establish the Tawheed, they turned away and felt a kind of unease towards his message, and they said to him, as in Surah Hud chapter 62, here's the help of brother Ayman, maybe he can assist brother Abu Maher. In Surah Hud, قالوا يا صالح, they said, let's go from the beginning, 61, وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا, and to ثمود, the people we sent their brother صالح, قالوا يا قوم, قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. He said, oh my people, worship Allah, you have no other إله God but him. هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها, reminding them about, here it is, جزاك الله خير, reminding them about the favors of Allah, saying, he brought you forth from the earth and settled you therein, then ask forgiveness of him, فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب, turn to him in repentance, certainly my Lord Allah is near to all by his knowledge and responsiveness. قالوا يا صالح, this is the response. Look at their arrogance. قالوا يا صالح قد كنت فينا مرجوا قبل هذا. They said, oh صالح, you have been among us as a figure of good hope. And as Ibn Kathir also said, we hope that your mind, your intellect is perfect, you have sound reasoning, and we wished for you to be our chief till this new thing which you have brought, that we leave our gods and worship your God. أتنهانا أن نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا وإننا لفي شك مما تدعون إليه مريب. Did you now forbid us the worship of what our fathers have worshipped? But we are really in grave doubt as to what or to that to which you invite us, meaning to Tawheed, to monotheism. So this was their response. So because of your perfection that we sought, and your morality and your etiquette and so forth, we were surprised to hear this from you. So they confessed to this character of the qualities of Salih alayhi salam. But everything was accepted till the moment he called them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the true happiness. And his only mistake, quote unquote, is that he opposed their forefathers and the way of their forefathers. أتنهانا أن نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا. Do you now forbid us to worship of what our fathers have worshipped? So then he established a proof upon them and saying, providing an evidence now that will be an ayah and a test at the same time upon all of them. قال يا قومي أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي. Now verse 63, brother Ayman, please. قال يا قومي أرأيتم إن كنتم على بينة من ربي. He said, oh my people, tell me if I have a clear proof from my Lord and there has come to me a mercy from him, who then can help me against Allah if I were to disobey him? Then you increase me not but in loss. Then he gave them the test. وَيَا قَوْمِ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً. And oh my people, this she camel, this is the trial for them now. This she camel of Allah is a sign to you. Naqatullah, look at this here, Allah added the naqa to himself. And this is a very important point that we should elaborate a little bit on it. هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ. This is Allah's she camel, the she camel of Allah. This addition here in relation to Allah, this is in honor, a matter of honor for this she camel. So like for example, now when you say Ruhullah, Allah's spirit, or the spirit of Allah, as in the case of Jesus alayhi salam, wa ruhum minh, and a soul and a spirit from him, meaning created but honored, a created spirit by Allah but an honored one, that does not make ruh, meaning Jesus, as they call him, he is the spirit. But this addition, ruhullah or naqatullah or masajidullah, buyutullah, the houses of Allah, referring to the mosques, are an addition of tashreef, addition of honor. So this she camel was something, nothing like it in its honor and its resemblance from the other she camels. And he said, this is a sign, very clearly a sign to you. Then what did he request from them? فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلُ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. Verse 64, so leave her to feed and graze in Allah's land. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ. And therefore, do not touch her not with evil. And touch her not with evil, lest a near torment should seize you. Lest Allah will inflict punishment upon you. So leave her, let her graze today, and tomorrow you come and take your need from the land. So it continued as long as Allah wished for it to graze. In the city there were 9 people who were followers of Shaitan, resisted what Salih brought and the sign that he set as a trial and proof, as well as a sign, and as well as a trial and as a sign also. So these 9 people, Allah mentioned them in chapter 27, verse 45. 9 رهط, 27 verse 45. If we can go to that. Surah An-Naml 27 verse 45. ولقد أرسلنا إلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا, and indeed we sent to Thamud their brother Salih saying أن اعبدوا الله, worship Allah alone. This is the commonality between all the messengers. All of them are in agreement. Then look, they became two parties, believers and disbelievers, quarreling with each other. قال يا قوم لما تستعجلون بالسيئة قبل الحسنة. He said, oh my people, why do you seek to hasten the evil torment before the good, Allah's mercy? Why seek you not the forgiveness? لولا تستغفرون الله لعلكم ترحمون, that you may receive mercy. They said, قالوا اطيرنا بك, the verses after that, 46-47, قالوا اطيرنا بك وبمن معك, we augur ill omen from you and those with you. قال طائركم عند الله بل أنتم قوم تفتنون. He said, وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Listen pal, we augur ill omen from you and those with you, and he said, your ill omen is with Allah, say or nay, but you are a people that are being detested. وكان في المدينة تسعة رهط يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون. Verse 48, and there were in the city 9 men from the sons of their chiefs who made mischief in the land and would not reform. Salih عليه السلام cautioned them and warned them that whoever kills this she camel, because he was afraid from what he saw from their arrogance and their disdainfulness, he warned them not to kill the camel. So these people called for a meeting so as to agree on upon doing the same thing which he had warned them, meaning killing the camel. So they chose the most wicked of their people. قال الله about this in Surah Al-Shams, chapter 91 verse 12. Chapter 91 verse 12, إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا, meaning after they had agreed, they delegated a person to kill him. And Salih warned them, عليه السلام, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. The messenger of Allah, Salih, said, be cautious, fear the force to kill the she camel. Yes. So this man, this delegate, promised them to kill it. Yeah. And they all accepted that. So they killed it. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this regard, إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا فَعَقَرُوهَا. So they killed it. And in another chapter, Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, وَعَقَرُوا النَّاقَةَ, and they killed the she camel. وَعَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ, and so they disobeyed the command of Allah. Not only that, they challenged Salih. وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ اُتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدَنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So Salih, bring us about your threats. Bring forth these threats of yours. This is their arrogance. He warned them, we know that beware of the evil end, that this is the she-camel of Allah, do not harm it and bar it not from having its drink. But they did the same thing that he warned them against. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Or let's say before that, when Salih saw the killing of the of the naqa, of the she camel, he knew that the torment is inevitable. It's coming. There was no hope. That's why he told them, as in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 65. If you go back there, فَعَقَرُوهَا, but they killed her. So he said, تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٍ. Enjoy yourselves in your homes for 3 days. This is a promise that is a threat that will not be belied. And he cautioned those who are close and those who are far away from his people. During this period, those people, the nine, the wicked, they now went even further in their transgression and their evil, and they plotted to kill Saleh, to kill him. And they made the vows and they swore that they will kill him and conceal the matter. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about their plot in Surah An-Naml, chapter 27 verse 49. They said, قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا, swear one to another by Allah that we shall make a secret night attack on him, لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ, that we shall make a secret night attack on him and his household. ثُمَّ لَنَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ, not only that, and afterwards we will really, surely say to his close relatives, we witnessed not the destruction of his household, and verily we are telling the truth. To this extent, this mockery, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they mock, they plot, and Allah is the best of plotters. So the moment they went and took position by the side of one mountains to wait for the right opportunity to attack Saleh, Allah initiated their destruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a rock from the top of the mountain upon them, and they were destroyed, these nine people. So when the 3 nights or the 3 days were completed, the torment came upon the people of Thamud, the disbelievers. وَأَخَذَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةِ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. The torment, awful cry, overtook the wrongdoers. So they lay dead, prostrate in their homes. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْا فِيهَا ألا إن ثمودا كفروا ربهم ألا بعدا لثمود. As if they had never died, they are no doubt, verily the disbelievers of Thamud, no doubt, verily Thamud disbelieved in their Lord Allah. ألا بعدا لثمود, so away with Thamud. This is chapter 11, verse 67, and also verse 66. And also the rajfa took them, the earthquake also. Not only the sayha, the torment, the awful cry, but a rajfa from underneath them, from the earthquake also came and destroyed them from beneath them. There, Hud, Salih alayhi salam, said, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ. As in chapter 7, verse 79. Then Saleh turned from them and said, O my people. So the earthquake seized them and they lay dead, prostrate in their homes. فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في ديارهم في دارهم جاثمين. So the earthquake seized them and they lay dead prostrate in their homes. فتولى عنهم. Then Salih turned away from them and said, O my people, ya qawmi, I have indeed conveyed to you the message of my Lord. لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم and have given you good advice, but you like not good advisors. ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين. So from the benefits, 1166 and 67, yes. And also the last one was Al-A'raf chapter 7 verse 79. So after يعني نوح gave them you know the chance, provided the evidences, warned them. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا, and we will never inflict a punishment until we send a messenger, so that people have no plea against Allah. That's why now Salih turned from them and said this great statement, O my people, I have indeed conveyed to you the message. So established proof has been done of my Lord and have given you good advice, but you like not the good advisors. From the benefits of this story of Salih alayhi salam, first of all, جميع الأنبياء دعوتهم واحدة. Number one, all messengers, all the call of all the messengers is one, and that is worship Allah alone. This is the first benefit. Second benefit, anyone who belies one messenger, then he belied the rest, all of them. Where is the evidence for this? This is in the evidence of the saying of Allah, كذبت ثمود المرسلين. Look at this. ثمود, the people of ثمود, belied the messengers. Yet ثمود did not receive except one messenger, and this is صالح. كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. Also Allah says about the people of Nuh that they belied the messengers, yet only they received one messenger, and that is Nuh. Also Allah spoke about the people of Ad, as in last night talk, كذبت عاد المرسلين. The people of Ad rejected the messengers, also only Hud, a single messenger, was sent to them. All of this you find them in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verses. These are very important for making evidences on those who claim that they believe in one messenger but they don't believe in the rest, or they don't have to believe in the rest. So they say, for example, we believe in Jesus as a true messenger and that he is not God and everything, but we don't believe in Muhammad. Look at that. These are the evidences against them from the words of Allah in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verses 105 and verses 123 and verse 141. This will be Surah Ash-Shu'ara 26. There they are. Chapter 26, Thamud belied the messenger. Ad people belied the messengers. If you could correct the last one, please, with an S. because denying one messenger is denying the rest of them or belying them. And the third benefit is that the punishment of Allah is inflicted when people reach the utmost in their rejection and they reach the utmost in their rejection and transgressions. The punishment of Allah is inflicted when people reach the utmost in their rejection and transgression. The punishment of Allah is inflicted on the transgressing nations when that is the utmost of their transgression, or the highest extent of it is manifested. So their denial and their belying necessitates destruction, but the implementation of that, you know, is when they practice their utmost evil. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overwatching. He gives respite, then gives respite until He seizes them completely with a mighty punishment, the punishment from the All Able. And fourthly, this is evident, Brother Abu Maher, if you read the stories of all the messengers, you see this to be the case. See with Nuh alayhi salam, which we mentioned, with Ad, I mean the messengers exerted every effort and provided all the evidences, and when these people increased in their tughyan, increased in their transgression and everything, Allah then subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them, akhda aziz and muqtadir, by way of Him being the Almighty and the All-Able. And also, when they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may elude them and giving them more and giving them more until He takes them all at once. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, and when they forget about that which we admonished them with, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, we have opened the gates of everything for them. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا, until when they felt that, you know, enjoyment in what they were given, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, then all of the sudden we took them in punishment, lo, they were plunged into destruction with deep regrets and sorrow. As in chapter 6, verse 44. And there's also another verse, I'm trying to recall now. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَّيَّنَتْ وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. Let me give you the number, inshallah. حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها. سورة يونس, verse 24. Could you go to that, please? يونس 24. يونس 24, chapter 10. Twenty-four. Are you trying to post that, inshallah? Verily, the likeness of this worldly life is as the water rain which we send down from the sky, so by it arises the intermingled produce of the earth, which men and cattle eat. Until when the earth is clad in its adornments and is beautified, and its people think that they have all the powers of disposal over it, our command reaches it by night or by day, and we make it like a clean mown harvest, as if it had not flourished yesterday. Thus do we explain the proofs and evidences in detail for people who reflect. And the fourth benefit, then we move, that corrupt creeds taken from the forefathers is one of the most important obstacles against accepting the truth. Corrupt creeds taken from the forefathers, is one of the most important obstacles against accepting the truth. That's why they said in chapter in Hud 62, look at this. أَتَنْهَانَا أَن نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. You forbid us to worship that which our forefathers worship. And here, all the lying nations who rejected the messengers used to say, as in Surah Al-Zukhruf, as in Surah Al-Zukhruf 23, your gods worship your Naam, hada. All the belying nations who rejected the messengers used to say, as in Surah Al-Zukhruf verse 23. إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُقْتَدُونَ. Indeed, we have found our forefathers على أمة, on a certain way or method, and we وَإِنَّ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ لَمُقْتَدُونَ, and indeed we shall follow their footsteps. Yet knowing that the messenger's way is the way of guidance and truth. So what's after guidance except misguidance? This brings the end of the story of Prophet Saleh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a benefit for ourselves, for me and you. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.